Barhamach and Chodesh Alvodus, Monday night, Or L'chof, Dalid, Tammuz. So we don't make Shachianu to 3 weeks, and actually it's not really a function so much of Simcha, because ironically if you make a Tova Meitiv and not Shachianu, because let's say you buy a new refrigerator, you wouldn't make a Shachianu, you would make a Tova Meitiv, I get L'chora. So that's perfectly fine. It's only it's not appropriate to say Shachianu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh during the 3 weeks. But if you're making a toiva meitiv, obviously you don't have that problem. If you come across a new fruit, someone today, rather, you know, you read these halachas, you know, someone is mishana, someone's wife packed for him a new fruit. So he wanted to know if he could eat it. I told him, so the achrayim frown upon, you know, you're not supposed to really, so save it for Shabbos. That's really the Eitzah, because Shabbos is, there are shittos that it's okay to do it on Shabbos, so save, if you come across a new fruit, so you save it for Shabbos, you're not mechuyev to not eat it. Eat it, and this, this is what's interesting. If it won't last till Shabbos, so the place can say to eat it, you eat it and you make Shachianu. You know, that's just the way it goes. But that's if it'll spoil before Shabbos. But sometimes you have people, like you have a Mishnah in Yuma, or a sick person, or a Muberes, develops a desire for something, and that's why you have to eat it now. So then you don't make Shachianu. That's what the place can say. Because you're eating it because it's not such a. You're eating it because it's a sakono, because you have this desire and it's dangerous. So for that, you don't make shechiyon in such a case. So, but kids, if you have a new fruit, save it for Shabbos. If it won't last till Shabbos, you can eat it and make shechiyon. It doesn't say anywhere it's better to pass up on it. It doesn't. But if the reason you're eating it is not because it won't last till Shabbos, but because of some things like an illness or the like, then you don't make Shachianu. Okay, we'll continue now with the Chayvus Halvavus. We're in the Hagdoma and Shir 24, and he's trying to figure out why there's no Shulchan Aruch for Chayvus Halvavus. So he gives different explanations and he knocks them off. And now he's saying that, and you can't say it's because people know about it, because I look around and people don't know about it. Then he says, "Vashay yedvenu libo mehem le'ayin b'chachmas haTorah." And even if there's someone that says, "I'm going to learn, I'm going to study Torah," so unfortunately, there's all too many people. Says the Chayvus Halvavus, this was written like 1,000 years ago. Who miskaven le'davar shikar b'chacham? What are people drawn to when they're learning? Something that'll make them be called a Talmud Chacham, and people will stand up for him, and he'll be a big. Famous, or Yeshurim, Eitzalam Meha'aretz, V'shiyasa Lashem, Eitzal HaGadolim, but V'yet Miderech HaTorah, but he's going away from the Derech HaTorah, meaning, El Mashalo Yikneu Maile Yaseira. I mean, it's a Maile Yaseira to know Torah, there's no question about that, but it's more important, the Chayvus Halvavus says, it could be not everybody holds like the Chayvus Halvavus, I don't know, but the Chayvus Halvavus says it's much more important to learn Ikrei Emuna, to learn what you believe, to learn why you believe it, to learn about Achdus Hashem. Velo yinakeu mimichshol b'nafsho. You know, you could have someone like Korach or Doeg and Achitofel. They could know a lot of Torah, but they're missing some basic stuff. So you have to make sure that. So you can't just say people know it. Even Talmid Chachamim don't focus on that. And if they do learn, so maybe they're learning Shalol Lishma, not so complimentary. And he says that the Iker is, the Iniach Lion, but he doesn't learn Shor She Dasso, the Yisodi Taroso. He doesn't learn about what Achdus Hashem means. Because the Lovers holds, you have to study and be convinced that Hashem exists. But you certainly have to have some idea of Darkei Hashem, some idea of Achdus Hashem, how sophisticated. You learn through Shar HaYichud, I learned through Mecherusa. Mecherusa's here. My Shar HaYichud, Mecherusa. It's very sophisticated limud. Only one perek is about proof that Hashem exists. And it's the kind of proofs that we don't really relate to, that the philosophical logic that was prevalent at the time of the Chodesh Halvodas doesn't really speak to us now. But that whole thing is only one parrot. The rest of Shari Yichud talks about what it means, Hashem Echad, and the different layers of meaning in Hashem Echad, and how the ramifications of Hashem Echad, and so on and so forth. He says that no one's learning what's going on here. And you can't do so many mitzvahs if you don't know them. You don't know what it means. You don't know what you're talking about. Hashem is one. So that's, you know, it's good. It's not bad, but it's very far from the ideal. And why aren't people studying that? Why are they studying things which are just out there to make a name for themselves? Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue.